Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Boley is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Boley.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Boley. I'm glad that you joined us on today's edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. Many of the folks that listen to this broadcast and a couple of the other broadcasts here on Christian Talk 660 are very familiar with the broadcast that comes on at 9 o'clock in the morning, every weekday morning. And the broadcast that I'm referring to is the Renewing Your Mind radio broadcast with Dr. R.C. Sproul. I know that because I also am a Reformed in my theology, and of course Dr. Sproul is a Reformed ministry as well, teaching tremendous truths of the Reformed faith every weekday morning at 9 o'clock, that a number of people may listen to both of those two broadcasts and find some of the Reformed issues that we discuss on those two broadcasts to be like-minded. I really appreciated Dr. Sproul's ministry for so many years, been a real blessing in my life. So I had an opportunity to interview Lee Webb. Lee is the new host of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast, the voice of it, if you will. And he kind of sets up what is taking place, and then he hands it over most of the time to Dr. Sproul, although they have other guests on the program as well, some of the teaching fellows and so forth from Ligonier Ministries and from the Reformation school that they have there as well. And so it was my pleasure to interview Lee Webb on the broadcast to talk about a very special event that they're celebrating this month, which is their 20-year anniversary of Renewing Your Mind being on the airwaves. And so let me go ahead and play for you the discussion that I had with Lee, and then I think there'll be a few minutes at the end of this. I'll come back on before we get to the second half of the broadcast today. Here's that discussion with Lee Webb from Renewing Your Mind Ministries. Hey, we're joined now by Lee Webb. Lee is the host of the Renewing Your Mind radio program. Renewing Your Mind is the ministry of Ligonier Ministries, and of course many people in the listening audience here on Christian Talk 660 are very familiar with Renewing Your Mind, and so many people have found that broadcast to be such a blessing in their life. I know I have. Typically, when I'm out and about, or if I happen to be doing that program in the morning and I leave, I look forward to turning on the radio program to see what RC is talking about that day. It's such a blessing. My congregation, the congregation that I pastor in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, we have used so many of the resources that RC has referred to or talked about during that Renewing Your Mind broadcast in my church. They're basically, I consider them to be seminary-level courses, some of the things that he talks about, just the way that he explains such great, important doctrinal issues. It's just been a real help in my ministry and the ministry and the life of the ministry there at the church that I pastor at the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. It's such a pleasure then today to talk to Lee Webb about the 20th anniversary of Renewing Your Mind being on the radio. Lee, welcome to the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
Pastor Boling, it's a pleasure to be with you, and we can't thank you enough for the partnership that you and your ministry, your radio station, has with us here at Ligonier Ministries and airing Renewing Your Mind. We're grateful that these great biblical truths are pronounced through Renewing Your Mind on throughout South Carolina, through your listening area.
Lee, I don't know how many times my wife has been in the car and will hear RC say something, and then she'll call me back at the house and say, are you listening today to Renewing Your Mind? RC is talking about this issue. It's really, really good, and you need to tune, whatever you're doing, you know, you need to tune this in and listen to what he's doing. It has just been such a blessing in our life. I take a group of people every year now to the national conference where I had a ministry here in the upstate of South Carolina where we brought pastors together. And part of the purpose of that group, of the Pastors Fellowship of Greater Greenville, was to introduce them to the teaching of Dr. Sproul. So it's just been just a tremendous blessing in our life, and I'm just so glad that you guys are celebrating the 20th year anniversary of it here.
Well, we are too. It's been a privilege to put together a week-long schedule of programs to celebrate this important milestone in Ligonier Ministries history. Dr. Sproul stepped out in faith 20 years ago in 1994 to launch this radio program, and at the time it really was the only Reformed teaching that was going out over the national airwaves. And it's had a profound impact on so many people. I was exposed to Ligonier Ministry and at Ligonier Ministries and Dr. Sproul's teaching long before there was a radio program. My pastor at Christ Church in Jacksonville, Florida, handed me a copy of Table Talk magazine. I had never heard of Table Talk, never heard of Ligonier Ministries, and I had never heard of Dr. R.C. Sproul. I was had grown up in a liberal mainline Protestant denomination. I knew I was a Christian, but as I began to be exposed to this teaching, it really opened my eyes. And you mentioned your wife calling you and saying, hey, you got to listen to this. That's exactly the reaction that I had. When I remember one night I'd had one of these cassette tapes of the Holiness of God series that Dr. Sproul first taught, and him describing the encounter that the prophet Isaiah had with God in that chapter 6, and he came undone. And I remember realizing, as Dr. Sproul so eloquently stated, that if Isaiah, the holiest man in all of Israel, had that kind of reaction, that he came undone, that he came to grips with his own sin, then where did I stand in relation to this holy God? And I remember just being totally humbled by that, and my need then to realize that it was only the righteousness of God, of this alien righteousness that we talk about. Nothing inherent in myself that really changed my life, and I began to be able to connect the dots of my faith, and it was life-changing for me in 1990.
I'm so glad that you shared that. I was going to ask you about your own personal connection with Ligonier Ministries, and so I'm really glad that you spoke about that. That idea of the holiness of God is certainly top of mind for me when I think about Ligonier Ministries and Renewing Your Mind. RC just has a way of being so God-centered in his approach that he just shows you God. You know, you see the Lord in his word, and this is what all of us preachers strive to do. We strive to kind of get out of the way and let the text speak for itself, let the Bible speak for itself, and let our audience see God. And one standard of doing that has been Dr. Sproul in his teaching ministry. It's just been excellent. It's been such a help in pointing people to the Lord himself and not just exalting the preacher or their ministry or those types of things. So that's one of the things I really appreciated about it.
Well, you know, you're so right, Pastor Bowling. I mean, I had this perception of Calvinism, of covenantal or Reformed theology, that it was somehow extra-biblical, that somebody, you know, Calvin had made this up. But as I began to listen to Dr. Sproul's teaching, as I read The Holiness of God, as I went through the Westminster Confession of Faith, I realized there was nothing extra-biblical about this at all. It was Calvinism was just another way of explaining what the Bible has to say about God, about us, about his own word and about salvation, about justification, our sanctification. As I mentioned, it was truly life-changing for me.
Now, Ligonier Ministries just released that original audio 20 years ago of the first broadcast that came out. I didn't get a chance to listen to it myself yet, but boy, that's quite a piece of nostalgia there, huh?
Right. This past Monday, we aired we're honoring, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary all of this week. But the first lesson, the first program on Monday, this past Monday, featured the teaching segment that we featured on the very first broadcast of Renewing Your Mind in 1994, and that was from the Holiness of God series. And the title of that particular lesson was The Otherness of God. And it was a terrific lesson, and we're so glad to be able to celebrate the 20th anniversary by playing that particular teaching segment.
I want to talk about some of the efforts that you guys have underway right now in order to celebrate this event. You actually have a promotion going on right now that people can go out to the website, and at the website they can then register to be entered in to win a couple of tickets to the Ligonier 2015 National Conference. It's going to be there in Orlando. In fact, this year it's at Disney, because your regular facility, I understand, was under reconstruction there, having some work done. And then also, I think they'll be eligible to go on the Caribbean cruise as well. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're directing people to sign up for this largest giveaway in Ligonier Ministries history. And as of last week, we had about 9,000 people who had already signed up. We're excited about that, and we are offering one grand prize for free admission to the 2015 National Conference. And then one cabin on this particular 2015 Caribbean cruise that immediately follows our national conference here in Orlando.
Lee, can you guarantee that it'll be somebody in our listening audience today that if they go out there and sign up that will win?
I wish I could, Kevin, but that's beyond my control. Totally the providence of God.
That's right. Maybe we shouldn't have started with the sovereignty of God and providence of God there first, and I should have asked you that right in the very beginning. But the website for them to go to register for this is www.renewingyourmind.org. And then there's you can go to, you'll see on there, but if you wanted to type it all in the URL, the 20 years on air. So it would be renewingyourmind.org/20, the number 20, 20 years on air. And you can go there, give you all the details. But you can go ahead and register for this, so you'll be eligible then to win the tickets, two tickets for Ligonier's 2015 National Conference. And man, it's going to be a good one. I was looking at the speakers again and already getting our group together here from Greenville, the Greenville contingency that will go there in order for this year's conference. And we're already getting our group together, so you don't want to miss that. And then you can even be able to go on the Caribbean study cruise as well. So this is not a carnival cruise. You're going to actually study the Word of God while you're on there with RC and the other guests that come as part of that conference as well. Lee, any other details you want to share there with us?
Well, I think you've covered it all. You've done a great job. And, encourage people to go to that site, 20 years on air, Ligonier.org events, or actually renewingyourmind.org/20years on air, and to sign up. And yeah, I'm looking here. It looks like we've got about 9,000 who've already signed up for this giveaway. But there are other prizes. The grand prize is the free admission to the 2015 National Conference and then a cabin on this cruise. The second prize is free admission to our 2015 National Conference and a hotel stay during the conference, and you'll get an opportunity to meet some of the conference speakers, and a $500 Visa card goes along with that. Along with that, there will be at least 10 consolation prizes. including a 12-month subscription to Table Talk Magazine, the Dust to Glory video series on DVD, and other consolation prizes. So it's well worth any one of your listeners going to that site to sign up for this giveaway.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. Boy, if you could win all that, and if we could just get some sort of guarantee that it was going to be somebody from the program. No, just, that would be wonderful. But here's your opportunity. There's the information from Lee Webb about how you can sign up. And as I mentioned, this year's conference is just going to be fantastic. The title of it is After Darkness, Light. And so it's just going to be a wonderful conference, as I mentioned. I think Alistair Begg is going to be there. Rosaria Butterfield, she's been with me on the program before. So is Alistair Begg been there. Tim Challies, Kevin DeYoung will be there this year. Sinclair Ferguson, Robert Godfrey, Peter Jones, Stephen Lawson, the folks, some of the young guys in our church refer to him as Awesome Lawson. So he's going to be there speaking. Russell Moore, Stephen Nichols, R.C. Sproul, and R.C. Jr. will be there. So it's going to be a great, great conference again this year. You don't want to miss out on that. February 19th through the 21st. That's in Orlando, Florida. And again, you'll find out all the information. If you go to Ligonier.org, you can find out all the information about that. Get out there and register for your chance to win free tickets for that event, as well as for the cruise and all of those other prizes that Lee was just talking about. You won't regret the fact that you did. Lee, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about this issue. And thank you so much for the work that you guys do there at Ligonier Ministries. I can't say enough just what it's meant in my own life, my own personal walk with God, as well as the ministry that God has put me in as the pastor there at Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship. And I know I speak for many of the people in my congregation that some of them who are members of Ligonier, partners there with Ligonier in the work, and I know I speak for them in saying expressing their gratitude for the ministry there. It's been a real blessing in our lives.
I will pass that along to Dr. Sproul, Kevin. It means so much to hear from you and from your listeners. We look forward to seeing you down here in February for the national conference. And again, that's going to be at Disney, at the Coronado Disney, instead of First Baptist Church this time. And we're excited about this new venue, and we think it's going to be a great location to stage this event. After Darkness, Light is the theme, as you mentioned, and we're so looking forward to seeing you when you get down here.
Thank you so much again, Lee, for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. Great to be with you.
There's the interview that I did with Lee Webb. Lee, again, is the voice or the host of the Renewing Your Mind radio broadcast. And again, for the people right here in the upstate of South Carolina that listen to that broadcast, it's heard each weekday morning, 9 o'clock a.m., right here on Christian Talk 660. You know, I mentioned in there the upcoming conference, that After Darkness, Light. That was a phrase that came out of the Reformation. You had the darkness of the just prior to the Reformation, and then after that, then the Reformation came, bringing the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ to bear, not only upon the church, but also then upon the community and society and so forth. It just lit a wildfire that spread throughout Europe with the Reformation taking place after the Dark Ages. They were called the Dark Ages for good reason, primarily because the Word of God had been so suppressed. You might remember that during the Reformation period that Martin Luther had referred to that he was, as an Augustinian monk, was reading the scriptures as they were chained to the pulpit. So then again, they were in Latin at that time, and so he wasn't, the people didn't understand Latin. So when they read from the scriptures, not only didn't anyone have a copy of the scriptures themselves, or very, very, very few people had a copy of them, but then they were in another language. It wasn't the language of the people, so they didn't really even understand what the minister, or the priest in this case, with Luther was talking about. So in the Reformation period, what we basically had was we had a resurgence of the doctrine of sola scriptura, of the Word of God being brought to light. Luther expounding the Word of God at the same period of time in the providence of God, the printing press was created, the Gutenberg printing press. And the first book off of that Gutenberg printing press was the Bible. And so now the Bible began to be put into modern, the vernacular language of the people. The people could read the Bible for themselves. Luther's works were then printed as well, and other helps were printed. And so this is really what was behind the scenes taking place in the Reformation period. A lot of people obviously refer to some of the more dramatic events that took place, like Luther at the Diet of Worms, or the Worms, the nailing of the 95 Theses to the door of Wittenberg Castle. You know, obviously those were seminal events that took place related to the Reformation. But behind the scenes, what was taking place day in and day out was the revelation of God's Word was being focused on once again. It was now being preached from the pulpits. It was now being put into the hands of God's people. And that is what caused the dramatic change that, accompanied by the Spirit of the living God, making application to the heart of God's people through the Word of God, drawing people to salvation through the ministry of the Word and so forth. That's really what was taking place in the Reformation time period. Now, I mention that for a couple of reasons. One, for us to understand that where we are as a nation today, as the people of God on the face of the earth, we owe a tremendous amount to what took place there during the Reformation time period, especially here in the United States. What took place there really became the seeds of the founding of this country and the establishment of it in the way that it was established. Many of the aspects of our country can be traced back to things that came out of the Reformation time period. I think a second thing that we should draw from that is that we should really treasure the idea that we have the Word of God at such a high level. What I mean by that is that it's available to us today in so many different ways. We all have not just one Bible, but multiple Bibles upon our shelf, and we should be grateful to God and take advantage of that privilege. People have died in order to put those Bibles into our hands, and so we should be studying God's Word, His self-revelation of God's Word. And then I think when we know that the real ministry of the Reformation took place in the ministry of the Word, the ongoing ministry of the Word, that's how we should carry out ministry today as well, in the ministry of God's Word, regular day by day, week by week in our churches. This is what the real mission of the church is, the ongoing ministry of God's Word. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back from the break, then I want to talk about that in two different news stories that are taking place right now that are in the news. The one is certainly the situation there in Houston. I want to talk a little bit about that one, and then also about Mark Driscoll and what took place there with Mark Driscoll as well. Both of those, we can make a point from the idea of the importance of the ministry of the Word of God, and I'll do that on the second half of the program today. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. We'll be back in just a couple moments.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.